Hello, Billy Reeves here. Welcome to my roundup of the K-Scope 2014 podcasts. I hope you're well. We'll be hearing interviews with Gazpacho, Sadeland, Catatonia, Anathema, the Pineapple Thief, plus a little later on in this podcast, details of 2015 releases. But let's start with the Arclight version of Intergalactic from Hogarth and Barbieri. Steve Hogarth, Richard Barbieri, from Arclight, that's called Intergalactic. And in 2015, K-Scope will be releasing records by Steve Jansen and Richard Barbieri, and also Mick Kahn. Now, back in the spring, we had a lovely evening out at the Union Chapel, where Catatonia were touring their Dethroned and Uncrowned album. Stripped back versions of Catatonia music with Bruce Sword from the Pineapple Thief on guitar. And afterwards I caught up with Anders from the band and asked him firstly whose idea it was.
Well, initially it was my idea to make the album, because I just found out that we have so much dwelling underneath our heavy sound that would appeal to an audience that normally maybe would feel heavy metal ain't my bag, you know.
Yeah.
So stripping away all the heavy elements kind of open up. I mean, the songs are the same, right? We haven't changed anything. We have just taken away the heavy elements, and voila! All of a sudden, we have a singer-songwriter-esque kind of orientation going. So that I really wanted to pursue that and make that into an album. And as soon as you made an album, the obvious consequential question is going to be like, will you tour for it?
Tour it, yeah.
And here we are today, you know, touring. It's a milestone for me because it's something I never thought we were going to do.
How did you think, because I'm wondering if the next thing you sat down and thought, how are the fans going to react to it, to sitting down, to coming to churches? Were you or was that a good thing that you were nervous about how people were going to react?
Challenging yourself as an artist.
Positively nervous, yes, exactly, yeah. I mean, this is the first time I ever strapped on an acoustic guitar live in my whole life. It's also probably the first time I ever sit down. So it just made sense. If I sit down, they should sit down.
Yeah.
Let's be on an even level here.
Yeah. Comfy.
Did you feel bare in a way?
No, I loved it. At first, I didn't know what to feel about it because it's the thought was awkward, but the experience was lovely.
That's a nice weapon.
But you're much loved anyway, so I mean, I could see that tonight, is that everyone was, you know, everyone loves the band so much. Are you going to do anything like this again? I mean, it's been a real success. Has it inspired you to do something like this again, to write songs in this manner?
Most definitely so. I think we proved that we have it in us now. We kind of proved to ourselves and the audience this can also be catatonic.
Anchor on the cloud. Shade upon the sun. You took my word for it. The vanishing of doubt. Will unfold my empty space. Your time froze over. I must lead the way for this conclusion. Irrelevant, time will pass, and nothing will survive. See the evening rise, and take my word for it. Focus is beyond your vision. Will unfold my empty space. Your time froze over. I must lead the way for this conclusion. I let you in hell. Didn't used to be so dark.
when everything was possible. Still.
Catatonia, the one you are looking for is not here, from Dethroned and Uncrowned. And the concert film of that gig at the Union Chapel in North London is due to be released next year, with audio mixed by Bruce Sword of the Pineapple Thief. There'll also be a Catatonia album coming out next year on our sister label Peaceville. Also in the spring, we heard a new album from Gaspacho, Demon. Tremendous storytellers as ever, of course. This album was inspired by a manuscript which was found in a flat being sold by Thomas Anderson, the keyboardist's father. And the story contained within these writings inspired the record. I spoke to Thomas via Skype, where he took up the story for us.
These papers were supposedly some kind of manuscript or document or diary where, according to the story, he had been tracking a demon throughout history. And by demon, that can mean so many things. And if the manuscript exists or not, I have no idea. But that's not the point. The point is that the story was so exciting to me, and it immediately got me thinking, what would this manuscript look like? What if the story was true? What happened to the guy? And I brought this idea to the rest of the band and said, we should do something on this. And it eventually turned into the album the way it became. So it was supposed to be us trying to make an album of what we thought that manuscript would look like, and at the same time use that opportunity to look at evil. And when it comes just to say, when you say evil, that has religious connotations, at least to me, and I'm sure it does to everyone. Evil is, I think, by default, something which is against God, I think. And now that religion is removed from the picture, I think, in the secular Western world, then I think once you remove God, you remove evil at the same time. But there still is an element of something bad, I think, because bad things still happen, and people still do things that we see as evil. And I think an evil act, to me now, would be something bad that you do that you don't benefit from. If I mug you and take your cash, that's not necessarily an evil act. It's an act of power. I use power to gain something. But if I were to do something bad because I enjoyed the fact that it was bad, then we're moving towards the territory of evil, which I find fascinating. Because why on hell would you spend energy and resources doing bad stuff if you're not gaining anything from it?
So so if you're talking about the if this character is chasing a demon through history, are you talking about the concept of evil or Satan, someone who is the manifestation of evil, then?
That's an excellent question. And I think, first of all, I think that's up to the listener, because all our albums are made very ambiguous and open-ended, because I think it's important that people can put as much as possible of themselves into an album. Because as I think we talked about the last time, no one's interested in my opinion or anyone else's opinion on anything. Everyone's interested in themselves and their own opinion. And I think music can be used as a way of diving into yourself.
Eleven hours. kitchen, and I watched it come together. I rode the train.
Gaspacho, the single from Demon, the Wizard of Altai Mountains. Now, one of the new groups joining the family this year, Say Dylan, released The Fall on K-Scope, a terrific album. Say Dylan, a duo. Justin Greaves of Crippled Black Phoenix, Belinda Cordich on vocals, who records as Killing Mood. So the first thing I asked Justin, the first time I met him, what does the name Say Dylan mean?
It's Old English, Old Saxon English, and basically means the deep or the void. So we thought it's kind of like, you know, you could mean it as being under the ocean or in a big dark hole and not being able to get out, or it could be within yourself. So
did you know that already and tacked it on to the band once you decided what the music sounded like, or was it the other way around?
Yeah, it was the other way around. Yeah, we were actually trying to think of a name.
Right.
I can't remember any of the other contenders. I don't think there were any serious
ones. Belinda, can you remember any of the other contenders?
Wasn't it The Hunt?
Oh, yeah, it was The Hunt, actually. Then we discovered there was another band called The Hunt. So we called the song The Hunt instead.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so that was the only other serious one. Because I've used a lot of old English, old Lincolnshire dialect for things I've done in the past. So I kind of looked at that and then looked at old English and just found something that really matched.
So how did the creative process work then? Because it's a multi-instrumentalist and a singer. Is that oversimplifying it?
Yeah, the bulk of it is, yeah, myself and Belinda. I just took care of the music and she took care of the
In which the order was Belinda supplied with a backing track, to which she had to do a top line, or did some of it come the other way?
No, it was more like I sort of came up with a bunch of ideas and then Belinda told me which ones were shit and which ones were not. So it was kind of like, yeah, come up with an idea and then a bit of direction and then just work together, yeah.
Thank you.
Say Delan from The Fall. That is called Tonight. What a year it's been for our dear friends Anathema. The album Distant Satellites, awards, a world tour, and loads coming up next year to tell you about as well. Just before the tour, Danny Kavanagh moved to London, where I live. So the first thing I asked him over a coffee in the West End was why he'd moved to the capital.
I was in London for several weeks then, doing the promotional work for We're Here Because We're Here, working with K-Scope. Mm. And I kind of fell in love with the label and the city and just working here, you know. But as much as anything else, it was also the history of the city, you know, and just the atmosphere of the city. And I just thought, this is really a place I might really enjoy, and I think I could be happy here.
Because the band are dotted around. I mean, you can record in one country, you can live in all. I mean, you live in different countries, yes. Literally. How does that work creatively?
Fine, no problems. You got the internet, which makes the world a smaller place. Mm. And the core of the band is largely in the UK. John and Lee are still in the north, in Liverpool. And I'm in London. I'm finished just a train ride away in Paris.
Oh, I guess, yeah, because you can get on the train to Paris quite easily.
And then Daniel and Jamie, you know, they just fly in when we're playing or when we need to work. Otherwise, there it is. But a lot of the work happens independently to begin with, and then you'll meet up and make sense of it. We'll do pre-production for albums, get together for a week or two.
Okay. My next question is three words long, but it's loaded with meaning. It really means I understand that you've been touring recently. How was America?
America's fantastic. I love it. I love the country. I love the flavour of the cities. I love the brief history that they have. Although it's a very flawed country, as are all Western countries, you know. But and for all its faults, I really love that place, and it was wonderful. It was really, really great. We played in House of Blues venues and the Fillmore in San Francisco, and the headlining band were really good to us.
And him,
yes,
Finnish.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, they're an old school kind of. Fans of Anathema going back way back when, and it was just great. I really, really enjoyed it. We had a tight little road crew with us, and we were also mixing the album at the same time, so it was a lot of pressure.
Oh, how are you doing that then? Was that done by
the
post?
Internet.
So Krista was back
in Norway, working and actually streaming the mixes to us in a studio in Chicago.
Wow.
So they were streamed live to us, and we were doing the adjustments on Skype.
Really?
And Steve Wilson did it through MP3s and on the emails.
Anathema from Distant Satellites, The Lost Song, Part 1. Plenty planned for Anathema in the first part of 2015. Go to kscopemusic.com for details. Acoustic Cathedral Tour in the UK in March. The Resonance Tour, celebrating the long history of the band from their early days to their current progressive output. www.anathema.ws is the band's site. It's also been an enormously productive year for The Pineapple Thief, the new album Magnolia, a European tour. Now, The Pineapple Thief have been in existence in one form or another since 1999. So when I caught up with the main man, Bruce Sword, in his home studio, I wanted to find out where the band is at right now.
Every year and every album, we just learn, we've all learned, and we always look back and think, we've got to make this better, we've got to, and that's all that our energy is focused on. Every year, every new album, every new tour, we've got to make it better. So where we are now is a culmination of 10 albums worth of learning. So.
There's a new drummer. And this was made a big fuss of by everybody in the office. Why is it such a big deal that you now have a new drummer? Who is this man?
A guy called Daniel Osborne. He's got an amazing drive, musical drive, and he kind of gave us a real kick up the backside. Me personally, you know, unusually for a drummer, he's got a really good sense of songwriting as well. Obviously a bit controversial.
Well, it's often the way with the drummer, isn't it? The drummer is the engine room in a way. The drummer is the one that often cuts out the fat.
Yeah, and I think
stops the noodling.
He did, and so that's why on the album he's got the production credit, because he came in with so much energy, took my songs and listened to them and just said, and listened to all the back catalogue and said, Bruce, the magic that you had in the early years, you know, there's room for that in these new songs. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that what we've done is gone back to the beginning, because we haven't, but I think that I forgot some of my sort of more positive side of my songwriting I had lost somehow. Yeah, and he sort of brought that back.
There's so much that's now just set in stone. You drew me like only you would know. All I have left is what you gave me. You gave me, and I clutch it hard. What you gave me. Thank you.
The Pineapple Thief, Bond from Magnolia. Right then, some of the other big tunes from K-Scope 2014. From the third day, this is North Atlantic Oscillation, When to Stop.
Though it seems we could last forever, I know when to stop. On the third day the tube was severed, we drunk every drop.
Day, that's North Atlantic Oscillation, and that track is called When to Stop. There is going to be some intermittent dates from NAO coming up. Keep an eye on the website for details. They're coming to London in March. Coming up now then, from I Am the Morning, St. Petersburg, Russia, this is called The Simple Story.
Never mind over silent crowds.
one of the acts that joined K-Scope in 2014. The beautiful I Am The Morning from the album Belighted, The Simple Story. Now, the Jethro Tull main man, Ian Anderson, released an album on Caliandra Records in conjunction with K-Scope this year, entitled Homo Erraticus. And from it, his New Blood, Old Veins.
New blood, old veins, ringing in the new dawn. Like it, lump it, old chips with curry on. Let's get to it, tempest food, find a cheap coroner. Affordable, packaged tours for the land of Johnny Foreigner. New blood, old veins, kids can't wait to be gone. Next door, jealous neighbors peeping through the curtains drawn. Half-timbered Morris traveller, pop the luggage in the back. On the ferry, getting merry, bending over Hilda's crack. No more ginger beer or lemonades. Roll on, roll off, duty free, over Calais. Wet the lid, but hefty sip, cheap brandy, jolly Beaujolais. Time to visit, pressure faces. Don't be fearful, we'll join the clan.
Just be mindful of who's the master. Don't pinch the sunbed, understand.
We're going mental, continental. Socks and sandals, get us far.
Got a phrase book, bought a time jet. Lessons in Spanish guitar.
Goodbye, black hole. Going west hand is guaranteed. Drink it down, throw it up. But what needs red, just what I need. Not too hanky, worn too late. Melanoma's such a pain. Not too far from hot Malaga to Luton Airport in the rain.
Ian Anderson, New Blood, Old Veins, from the album Homo Erraticus. Now, K-Scope recently released the new album from Marius from Riverside. Lunatic Soul is the name of the project. The album is called Walking on a Flashlight Beam, and this is entitled Treehouse.
That followed and deformed sounds alright. Can you hear all this quiet? It feels alright, I guess. Can you hear all this quiet? It feels alright.
Lunatic Soul, from Walking on a Flashlight Beam, that is entitled Treehouse. Next up then, from the 2014 Together We're Stranger reissue No Man, Tim Bowness and Stephen Wilson, this is the title track.
Something else together. You and I.
No Man. Together, we're Stranger. Tim Bowness and Stephen Wilson. Now, talking of Stephen Wilson, his new album is available to pre-order now. Hand Cannot Erase. The artwork and track listing is on the website kscopemusic.com. Also, new music coming up from the two new signings, Tesseract and Nordic Giants, new studio albums from them next year. Porcupine Tree legend Gavin Harrison, who we heard drumming on I Am The Morning's album earlier on, he has an album coming out in 2015 on K-Scope. His reimagining of Porcupine Tree's catalogue in brilliant and surprising ways, boasting performances from some of the world's best contemporary jazz players, Lawrence Cottle, Dave Stewart, Nigel Hitchcock, Larry Williams and others. Keep an eye on kscopemusic.com for details of that. The new label sampler, Volume 6, is available as a free download from the label's Bandcamp page. That's kscopemusic.bandcamp.com, which includes tracks from each of the artists mentioned on this podcast and the past year of the label. Catatonia Union Chapel Live concert film will be coming out in 2015 on K-Scope, with audio mixed by Bruce Sword of the Pineapple Thief, who played guitar with them on those dates. And Catatonia have a new album in 2015 coming out on Peaceville, our sister label. There's going to be a live Gazpacho CD and DVD coming out next year, and also releases from Mick Kahn, and also Steve Jansen and Richard Barbieri will be releasing music on K-Scope next year. My name's Billy Reeves. I want to thank you very much for listening to the K-Scope podcast this year. Keep spreading the word. Most grateful. I'm going to finish with Innsbruck from Engineers. Great to see them coming back this year. From the album Always Returning, and I'll be returning next year. Ta-da!